Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's another day. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yes, and I'm looking at the notes that Lulu left me as well. You're newer in business, is that correct?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Come
How
on,
has
Laura,
it been going so far? Huh?
Come on, Laura, hit me with the prize.
Well, I first got to find out a little bit about what you're what you have going on. I don't want to double up on any marketing you're already doing. How do you get new business? What do you do for marketing?
I mean, it's pretty much word of mouth. I deal with Angie leads, but that's a ripoff.
Yeah.
Like, every lead they send you, they charge you for it, even if you don't call them. Mm-hmm. Like, if it comes to your phone, you're getting charged for it. Like, come on, that's it.
Yeah, I know exactly how they work. I know your complaints. Trust me. I see a website as well. Did you do that yourself or did a company do it for you?
No, we pay for that.
It's a nice website. It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would say based off of what you're telling me and what I'm finding online, what would probably be the best option is going to be a first page placement on Google for all of the services that you offer. We retarget those same people looking for those services on Facebook by running ads for your business. And something that makes us different from Angie. So Angie's is more of a directory. What we do is put you right there in front of people who are looking for your services. So they'll call you directly. You're not chasing anybody down. You're not sharing leads because we only work with one company per industry per area. And then price, it's just a flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service, no contracts. It's just a flat rate of $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You said $300 a month to be on the first page of Google.
Correct. It's first page placement, Google, Bing, Apple, and we retarget those same people looking for your services on Facebook.
Is this a scam?
No. Why would you think it's a scam? It's search engine optimization.
Because people act like you got to spend like $50,000 on stuff like that.
No.
Well, you got to keep me out the loop.
Well, no, so here's the thing with SEO, because Google has different parts to them. If you go Google Ads route, you can be spending in the thousands. If you go Google Guarantee, you can also be spending in the thousands. And not saying that it's bad, because you do get a return on investment. But with the map section, I typically like to quote that, especially for newer businesses, because you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, and you're going to see a return on your investment with the work that we bring you in. So you can spend, if you want to spend $50,000 on marketing, but I don't think that's necessary right now, especially for a new business like yours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any other questions for me?
Nah, the scam question was my biggest one.
And you know what about a scam? Also, let me send you over. I'm texting you over a link. It's our pricing page. And on there as well, it has a little bit about our company. So we've been in business already for 19 years. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. If you look us up on Google, we have over 900 reviews, 4.2 stars. Out of our 10,000 clients, our reviews with them on Bird's Eye is 4.9 stars. So, I mean, you can and then also the
well,
I did send
I'll
you.
Ask that, I only asked that. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
I only asked that because Angie's a scam. Now,
so it's not.
I spent all that money that every time somebody pinged your phone, it cost you. I would have never went with that.
They should have told you that, though. That's what.
Nah. He was like,
yeah.
You got this credit. You put this money on your account. And then you just pay for your lead, which is so vague.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pay for, I kind of figured he meant pay for my leads like most other lead generators do. Like, if you take this lead, it's going to cost you this much.
Mm-hmm.
Not like as soon as we text your phone, it costs you. Like, nah, that's, people been texting me all day for pieces of gutters to put on. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you're not going to pay. Mm-hmm. No. So I would assume it has to be with the salesperson that you dealt with. I've dealt with a lot of people that come from Angie's And some of them tell me that they were informed that that's the way it works. Some tell me that they weren't informed. I mean, I think it's very important to inform that information because it's pretty ridiculous. But on our end, the only thing that I would say, you know, that I want you to know timeline-wise, so your ads on Facebook, those are going to be live in 7 to 14 days. Now, the first page placement on Google, that's a max of 30 to 45 days. That's going to be for all of the services that you offer because we have to do the SEO in the background to get you there. That would be the only thing that I think it's important for you to know.
So I pay now and it takes a month to kick in.
So add 7 to 14 days, first page placement, about 30 to 45 days. And that's for every service that you offer, so every keyword, not just one of them. Because, you know, some people are going to be looking up gutters. Some people are going to be looking up roof installation, roof repair, you know, different keywords. And we take care of that for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go with the payment.
Perfect. So let me actually get your information first. I'm also going to set up an onboarding call. The onboarding call is the one that they go over everything, make sure we have everything correct. Donnie, it's spelling of your first name. Is it D-O-N-N-I-E?
You want my full name?
I would say so. Probably.
My full name is Gonzalia.
How do you spell that?
D-O-N-Z-A. L-I-A.
Grilla. I have not.
G-R-E-E-I.
I have. That's the first time I hear Gonzalia. That's a really nice name.
Okay.
It is. It is a nice name.
I'm already buying a service. You don't have to butt
hey,
up.
Hey, Donnie. It's a nice name, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, it, you know, I haven't heard it before. There's interesting names. I don't know if you ever heard of that. The ABCDC, I think you correctly say it, ABCDE. There's people that actually name their kids that. That, on the other hand, is different.
The one movie star named his son, Jet Pilot, the guy from, Brandon Fraser. His son's name is Jet. Or the one guy from, the Earl TV show, like, everybody hates the Earl. Like, he went around forgiving. Like, he wanted everybody to forgive him or apologizing to everybody. The Life of Earl. His son is named Jet Pilot something.
Celebrities always name their kids weird things. They're weird.
We
you know, not even not even nice names. They're just weird.
Elon Musk named his son, like, a...
Oh, nice I know. Right, a bunch of letters and yeah, it's crazy. Okay, and what is your email address?
It is donnie@decovenroofing.com.
Okay, where'd you get Decoven?
My middle name. It's all fucked up.
That is a mouthful. Definitely right. Now, company name, I have it under Decoven Roofing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the address that I have is 6501 West Chambers Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53210.
Oh, nah, I got, like, an office now.
Okay.
Oh, 437 Innovation Drive, Suite 405, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, 53226.
Okay. Got it down. Now, for people authorized, what's pulling up is 10437 West Innovation Drive. I'm assuming that's correct.
Yeah, they just did my card wrong.
Okay, and it's not a problem. Okay. Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Nah, if I do, can I do it later on?
Of course you can. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, for services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Roofing, siding, and gutters.
Okay. Anything else, or is that all?
I want to say windows, but yeah, we'll leave it at that for right now.
Okay. If you want to add windows later, you can add them. You can always change it. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. What does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday if need be?
Tomorrow morning would be better, around 9, 10. Yeah, 10 is better.
Okay, let me take a look. Tomorrow, you want to do 10? I do have that availability. Perfect. So between 10 to 11, they'll call tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for, you have a Google Business profile already, which is good. That's a yes. Do you have a Facebook page as well?
Yes.
Okay, good. And for specific target areas, these are going to be the areas that you're looking to get work. You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to pick?
I guess Milwaukee County, Greenfield, Greendale, Glendale.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, my bad. I was running.
No, you're good. I gotta do this one by one. So, Greenfield, it's a city, right? It's a city.
Okay, I guess it's 53220.
Okay.
53210.
Okay.
Shit, I'm not really good at this. I can.
What's the mileage that you go out to?
Say 60 miles.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to put that you go out 60 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can actually pull it up that way.
Okay.
Okay. And for the hours of operation, I was just looking at your Google Business profile. What you have is Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then on weekends closed?
Yeah. I mean, we work on the weekend.
You should probably show it's open then if you get calls, because if it shows you're closed, people aren't going to call you. Most likely they won't.
Okay.
So that's up to you.
Yeah. Nah, we could just leave weekends out of there.
Okay. And the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And does it show Donzalia Greer, or is there a middle initial?
D.
Okay.
Like, Greer.
Yeah, got that down. Okay, and the billing on the card, is it the same as the 10437 West Innovation Drive?
Nope.
Okay, what is the billing of the card?
6501 West Chambers.
Okay.
Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, 53210.
Okay. I see the address on your Home Advisor that I was able to pull up, but it pulls up on Home Advisor, and I know Home Advisor is known to be wrong, but it pulls up as Milwaukee. Is that not correct?
That's fine.
Okay. Right. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Visa.
Okay, and I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Four, eight, four, two.
Mm-hmm.
2809-9990-9213.
Okay, and when does it expire?
327.
And then the security code?
438.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just, you know, as long as you remember it, of course. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And then what is it?
Luis. I don't know how to spell it, though, so.
I think I do. It always confuses me. Luis, Lois, Lewis.
Yeah, that's why I said I ain't gonna spell it. I'm
It's fine. All right, now I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line and outlines the service agreement. I'm going to send you everything through email and through text before we get off the line as well. And if you have any questions on it, just feel free to stop me so I can answer them for you. First things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Decoven Roofing, LLC.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Donzalia Greer, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we are going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number that I'm going to send you right now through text. And then it's also going to have my extension, so if you have any questions or anything, you can always reach out to me directly. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 28th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is if you can please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving some automated text messages, and there's going to be a few, so don't get overwhelmed. I'm going to send you a text message with a YouTube video for you to be able to see how to use your dashboard. Also, let me see what else is going to be sent. Your login credentials for your dashboard are going to be sent to you through an automated text message as well. You're going to be able to log in right away. You can upload pictures to that also. I have you down. Your call is going to be tomorrow. I did put it down between 10 and 11. I'm going to email that over to you right now. And I think it looks like, let me make sure you received everything. You should have already started receiving the emails. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So for right now, we're already done. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the line until tomorrow?
No, that's it.
All right, Donnie. Well, it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Bye.